lawn lovers, run with us on the John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster with an Excel Deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
Flooding in Missouri's capital city, where water from the Missouri River has just topped a levee, shutting down some streets around the capital, even as residents and utility companies assess damage from Wednesday's tornado.
All across this capital city, you could follow the tornado's path as it ripped through residential areas, commercial space, and businesses. That tornado cut right through here, just a couple blocks from the Capitol building. The Capitol itself spared, but this row of homes has some extensive damages. Roofs ripped off, homes caved in, walls torn from the side of the house.
Fox's Matt Finn in Jefferson City. The city's airport had already been evacuated because of the ongoing flood threat. Meantime, the Arkansas governor telling the National Guard to send high water rescue teams ahead of record flooding expected this weekend on the Arkansas River. A Colorado man suspected of killing the mother of his child says he's not guilty.
Patrick Frazee enters the not guilty plea in Teller County Court to the killing of Kelsey Barrett, the mother of his child who was last seen alive at a Woodland Park supermarket near her home last Thanksgiving. Investigators have testified that Frazee's girlfriend, who pled guilty to tampering in the case, told police that Frazee used a baseball bat to fatally beat Barrett, then burned her body. It's never been found. Trial is expected to begin in October. Jeff Manosso, Fox News.
Just approved by U.S. regulators, the most expensive medicine ever. It's a therapy meant to cure a disorder that rapidly destroys a baby's muscle control and kills most who have it within a couple of years, a very rare disorder. The one-time gene therapy developed by Novartis will cost over $2 million. Out-of-pocket costs would vary based on insurance coverage. Wall Street right now, stocks are higher. The Dow's up 95 points. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty, starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Are you seeking a career change? Are you a motivated self-starter with solid computer skills and radio board operating experience? Well, the folks here at 790 Talk Now are expanding. They're in the midst of a valley-wide search for the best and brightest radio production talent. If you want to help produce Live and Local Now and other 790 Talk Now programming, I want you as a part of our Royce International Broadcasting team. For more information, call Debbie McKay at 760-851-9447. That number again, 760-851-9447.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, live and local now. And I always love Fridays because I get to talk to Rico Aller, my buddy, my pal, from Carson Insulation in Mound House. The big blue building, you can't miss it. You can't miss it. Rico, how you been, my friend?
I've been great, Kevin. Just been great. Having a good life.
Don't you just love it? What are you doing for the Memorial Day?
I'm going to be going to a barbecue in Tahoe with my friend Rich May and his son Bubba are having a big barbecue on an entire pig in the spit. I'm not going to tell you where it is because everybody'd show up.
are they going to drag you into the cooking crew?
I don't think I'm going to have to do any cooking. They're pretty good. I'm going to go up there. I'm going to be in the horseshoe tournament, though. Okay. I'm going to lose, but I'm going to be in it.
Hey, you can't win if you don't play.
I'm gonna give. I haven't played horseshoes in so long. It's a fun game. Sit around, drink beer, and play horseshoes. Pretty fun.
I haven't played horseshoes since I was a kid. At like the YMCA camp or something like that.
Yeah. My dad was really an expert horseshoe player. He was very, very good, and I never got good at it. He tried to teach me, but I was unteachable.
You're amazing. Hey, let me just ask you though. We're coming down to the end of the 80th Nevada legislature. You did this like 8 straight years in the California legislature. Can you tell me what it's like in this final week, this race to the finish line? Because once you're done, unless the governor calls a special session. Can you talk a little bit about the pressures that these men and women are facing in Carson City?
Well, it's really intense. You know, a lot of people genuinely believe that once the deadline is passed for bill submission, that it's over. It's not over. If the Democrats have absolute control of they have a supermajority in the assembly in Nevada, and they have a large majority, only one short of supermajority in the Senate. So if they want to bend the rules or change the rules at the last minute, they can do it anytime they want to. And so I wouldn't feel safe until they actually leave town.
Wow.
Otherwise, we're at risk. And there's some pretty bad things they're doing this year. They're really I don't know what's going to happen to the scholarship program, for education scholarships, whether that's going to survive.
Well, the one thing they've already done is they've lopped off the 10% increase, the yearly increase. So it's not at the very best, it's not going to increase by 10%. And if anything, it might not even make the cut come June 2nd.
Yeah, I wonder what the Republicans were able to use to leverage that, because that is something that the teachers union has been really, really pushing to try to. They want to end charter schools. They want to end any of these outside the public school system. I don't like calling them public schools. I call them government schools, because charter schools are public schools in every other way, but they're not government controlled. So I don't know. I wonder what the Republicans were able to do. They did something clever. I don't know what it was, but I'd sure like to find out.
There are all kinds of bills that are still hanging fire. They're still trying to get the $12 minimum wage. It looks like that's going to go through. I know it may not impact your business, but will it impact small businesses when we go to a $12 minimum wage rate?
Well, I think, isn't it over 5 years that it's implemented?
Yeah, 2024, I believe.
Yeah, so four or five years, okay. So, by then you're going to expect there's going to be some wage growth anyway just because of inflation. So that $12 an hour is probably more like $10.80 an hour, something like that. It will impact young people. People just wanted to enter the workforce where you got some 17-year-old kid, he's maybe a hard worker but doesn't know anything. And starting them off at a wage like, $12 an hour is going to be prohibitive. There could be businesses say, we're not going to take that risk. We're not going to spend that money trying to train somebody who doesn't know anything. So I think that's who's going to hurt the most.
I want to ask you about AB 538. That is the bill to extend. It was just issued. It's being fast-tracked. The bill to extend the modified business tax. This is something that might impact you. Can you talk a little bit about what this kind of a tax, which, by the way, normally would require 2/3 vote, they're waiting to see if they can get one Republican to agree to this, because otherwise they think they're going to get sued. Can you talk a little bit about what this modified business tax is and how an increase would impact your business and other small businesses?
Well, the business tax is one of the reasons, one of the very important reasons why I sold a big chunk of my business activities in the state of Nevada, because once you pass that $5 million mark, you pay that tax back to $1, and that's a punitive tax. It makes a difference if you make money. It's basically based on revenue. If we're talking about the same tax, it's a revenue based tax, not an income based tax. So you can have a losing year and do $5,500,000 in sales and lose $200,000, and you still owe the tax on the $5.5 million. That's bad law. And there are a lot of Republicans who aren't in the legislature today because they voted for that sucker.
Wow. I want to ask you about another issue that is before the legislature, and that's paid sick leave. Now, this is for businesses with 50 or more employees. Do you qualify?
No, we'd be under that threshold. That's another part of the Obamacare mandates impacted my business, where we were hovering, always trying to stay underneath that 50 employees, and the calculation for that includes part-time employees in an aggregate. So if you ever go over that 50 employees for a single week in a calendar year, you have to meet those standards. So we hovered around 48 or 49 employees, and we couldn't hire anybody without having a discussion. Well, no one else could hire someone without having a discussion with me. And now we're down around 25, 28 employees, so we're safe.
SB 312 is the bill, paid sick leave for businesses with 50 or more employees. This bill continues to advance. In fact, it was unanimously accepted by the Senate, including all Republicans. Paid sick leave. Does that make sense to you or not make sense?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make sense. It's just more socialism. You know, I'm not a socialist. I'm a capitalist, and I'm a free enterprise guy. You know, to say that because someone is ill, that therefore someone else is responsible to provide them money is absurd. How about, you know, am I obliged as an employer to provide clothing for my employees? Am I obliged to provide housing or food? No, I'm obliged to provide them with a paycheck for the time they worked. It's a fair and square deal. I can't believe any Republican voted for that. I assure you, if I'd been in the legislature, I would not have voted for it.
Let me just ask you, though, this whole thing of socialism, I know you saw last week there was a poll where 4 in 10 Americans said they prefer a socialism to capitalism. Is our country changing? I mean, are our people changing?
I don't think, just less educated and stupider. If you really explained socialism in practice, or let any of those 4 out of 10 people see a socialist country at work and see how those people live, the majority of them would change their mind very quickly. But they're being lied to constantly, incessantly, by our left-wing media. You know, the fake news, as Donald Trump calls it. And they're buying into it. And academia is just lost. Academia is lost to American values. It's gone completely over to the left. The media, academia, a lot of industries, for example, the high-tech industry, they are all leftists now. And if you don't hear the alternative view expressed articulately, it's easy to get sucked into that. And it's predominantly younger people who are.
I like what a couple of people have glommed onto in the idea of rebranding capitalism, because capitalism does not poll well, and call it economic freedom. Are you for that?
Yeah, I'm for whatever will work. I don't have a problem with it, but you know, because they make a word into a dirty word, doesn't mean it is. You know, for example, the term ideologue is viewed very negatively by people. That means you're thoughtless. You're not a thinking person if you're an ideologue. Well, I'm an ideologue, and I'm not thoughtless, and I'm not non-thinking. I'm a person who has a set of values that supersedes circumstance. That's all. And that's what ideology is. But it's been made an ugly word. Capitalism has been made ugly. Even free market systems have been made into demonized in the terminology. I find that all objectionable.
More coming up with Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation in Mound House. We're going to talk about what's going on in Washington, D.C. The president says he's not going to work on infrastructure or anything else with Congress as long as the Dems continue to investigate. When they wrap up their investigation, then he will come back to the table. Is that good for America? We'll talk about that. Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation, joining us as we continue live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks.
Maybe I should have put a tarp over that.
Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut-rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem.
Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hello, I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm running for the Las Vegas City Council in the special election, Ward 2. I've spoken to several hundred constituents in the ward, and overwhelmingly, the number one issue facing Ward 2 is crime. Just as I was able to get things done while serving as your assemblywoman in the Nevada legislature, I will do the same on the City Council. While Las Vegas has increased funding for more police on the streets, I will make sure they target hotspots in Ward 2. In 2015, I helped pass several instrumental bills in the legislature, including a ridiculous law that stopped the cosmetology board from shutting down a business. I fought for legislation for homeowners against squatters and another bill that increased safeguards against guardianship abuse. I'm a problem solver. My door will always be open so I can be your voice. I will never stop fighting for Las Vegas. I can't do this unless you vote. Early voting runs from May 25th through June 7th. Election day is June 11th. I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by the GOP PAC.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. I know. Me talking about it is one thing. You experiencing it is another. And that's why caller number two at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232 if you live in Southern Nevada, or if you're going to be in Southern Nevada in the coming weeks. Be caller number 2 right now, and I'm going to give away a $20 gift card. That's how much I love this. And I want you to experience what I've experienced. It's so much fun. Caller number 2 right now. It is absolutely free. A $20 gift card to Ichabod's Lounge, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Okay, joining me right now is Rico Aller. He is the owner of Carson Insulation in Mound House. Let me just ask you, when you see the president come to a meeting at the White House with Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and then just abruptly walk out of the meeting, is that good for America, bad for America, or something in between?
You know, I don't know, but I sure don't blame the guy. I mean, it'd be really hard to sit across and try to negotiate with someone who's trying to destroy your life and ruin your personal life and your political life. It would be hard to negotiate with people like that. So I completely understand it. I don't know whether it was the right thing to do or not, but I don't blame him for it.
Let me ask you, though, but to say I'm not going to work on infrastructure, something that I think almost everybody, even the Save the Whales Party, agrees to this one, the idea that we need to improve our infrastructure, why we couldn't, I mean, can we walk and chew gum at the same time as a government?
I guess not. Not in this particular case, I guess. I don't know everything that Donald Trump knows and why he would make the decision that he made. It seems on the face of it, it seems to me to be kind of an unwise thing to do, but I don't know all the facts. And, you know, I think he's reached a point where it's going to be pretty open political warfare now. It's not going to be, you know, such a one-sided battle. He's got a lot of arrows in his quiver now, and we're going to see releasing all those documents that have been secreted away for so long, I think it's going to be a huge development in this investigation of the investigators. Have you been following that, Kevin?
Oh, yeah. Well, the fact that William Barr, is waiting for the inspector general, but is conducting his own investigation, I think there's a potential people could go to jail.
People, I do too. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the emails back and forth from some of the main players like Brennan and Comey. I'd like to see what their conversations released, because that's all going to be part of public record now that's going to be released.
But for the miracle of bleach bit, maybe all the emails will disappear.
Anything could happen. If that happened today, if they did that today, if something were subpoenaed and they did that today, the results would be different than they were with Hillary Clinton.
That's just bizarre. Now, let me just ask you, though, the notion of trying to get things done for the American people, the president's approval ratings keep going up. My question is, can this continue? The economy's going great, but you got this whole thing swirling around the president, Jerry Nadler, and all of that. Is it possible that this president is going to roar to a re-election win in 2020 despite all of this negativity?
Oh, I think so. I think he's going to win. I think it's going to be a big win. Unless something drastic happens between now and then, I think he's on a glide path that's very, very good, and I think he's going to be president for another 4 years.
Wow. In our final couple of minutes, I want to see if I can get you to reflect on Memorial Day, and it's a very, very special day. I know to a lot of people, it's just a holiday, it's just time off, and that's all well and good, but there's a bigger message, is there not?
There certainly is. I remember, I never served in the military, and my father, however, was a naval commander in World War II, and boy, I'll tell you, Memorial Day was a very important thing to him. We didn't work, we'd play ball and do things like that on Memorial Day, but it was a day that he took off and was very serious about having a discussion with us about what it meant and why we memorialized that time. And, so for me, it's got a real element of that to it still.
So you're going to actually go to a barbecue, and you're not cooking the barbecue. I think that's dynamite. Congratulations, my friend. You have a great Memorial Day holiday, and we will talk again next Friday.
You betcha, Kevin. It's good talking to you always, buddy.
All righty, there you go. My buddy Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation. You know what it's time for now?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, Union proud.
Coming up, we're going to take you to Carson City. A pair of legislators weighing in on what's going to happen in these in this final week. We got one more week, just over a week to go. They'll be working over the Memorial Day holiday. You know they will be, because once June 2nd hits, the morning of June 3rd, it's over. Stick around, more to do. Plus our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You want to join us? 844 the number 2 Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. You know, it's just your moon and sky.
Fox Business Network on Wall Street. Stocks are higher in afternoon trading and are up for the first time in 3 days. And shares of Boeing are higher after a Reuters report said that Boeing 737 MAX planes could return to flying as soon as late June. And if you're taking a road trip this weekend, you're going to have lots of company. AAA says that nearly 43 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more, which is the second highest amount of total travelers since AAA started holiday tracking. Phil Flynn of Price Futures Group says that gasoline prices have moderated, and he believes that people will be driving Memorial Day weekend.
The economy is doing great, and if you measure it in miles per gallon, we're seeing it on the open roads. You know, AAA says we're going to be just shy of the record by travel by automobile. I think we're going to break it.
AAA's research indicates that hotels and car rental prices are slightly lower this Memorial Day weekend than last year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says documents about the investigation of his campaign are declassified now for the investigation into how that started.
They'll be able to see how this hoax or witch hunt started and why it started. It was an attempted coup or an attempted takedown of the president of the United States.
The president with reporters at the White House before leaving on a trip to Japan. A disaster relief bill stalls in the House.
Republican Congressman Chip Roy objected during a pro forma session.
It's a bill that includes nothing to address the clear national emergency and humanitarian crisis we face at our southern border.
The House expected to take a roll call vote in a week and a half to approve the measure and align it with the Senate. Florida Democrat Donna Shalala calls today's bill failure tragic.
It's Fox's Rachel Sutherland. At least 7 people are reported hurt, not badly, in an explosion in Lyon, France that is now under investigation. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but we're really down to the minute.
We're going to be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Let's go. Rocks swirling down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the side of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one.
Glenn Levitt from District 23. And joining us, a guy that's been on this program many, many times, Scott Hammond, joining us. He is a champion for education and fighting the good fight in Carson City. First of all, Glenn, let me ask you, as a freshman, your impressions of this sprint to the finish. Nothing happens, nothing happens, nothing happens. And then all of a sudden, it's like the skies open up and you got legislation all around you. Give me your freshman impression of all of this.
It's been enlightening. It's been, you know, sometimes overwhelming, sometimes frustrating. You know, it's like a hurry up and wait situation. And you don't know how to prepare. And I'm the type of person who wants to kind of prepare for what's coming. And it's very difficult to do that when all the different shenanigans are going on with holding bills back and then pushing them all through, trying to push through things through fast and big bills coming up very quickly and not having time to read through a bill very thoroughly and having to make a decision. That's a struggle sometimes, but we're doing our best and we'll keep working through it. It's definitely enlightening.
It's a learning experience. Scott, this is not your first legislative rodeo. Talk a little bit about the slow pace early on, and are things being done differently under the Sisolak administration and the Cantazzaro organization and the Frierson organization? Is it being done differently this year than what you've seen before?
Absolutely, Kevin. The idea that it would be business as usual never occurs up here. Different personalities create different dynamics. And every time you have the different dynamics, you're going to have a different result. There's going to be different policies and procedures in place for almost everything, you know, how a bill is signed when you show up at the floor every day. So it's a little bit different. having said that, I also want to say that the pace has been really slow at the beginning. And very few bills were signed. And, you know, the difference, I guess, from your freshman year to now, while this is my fifth session, is that you have a better idea of when the first couple of months come along, you're looking for bills that you know are going to end up being those bills that at the end of the session really matter. They become part of the discussion of how we shut down the building, how you arrive at, you know, compromising a lot of things so that the budget can then be finalized and you walk out of the building on, you know, June 4th, June 3rd, midnight, sign you die, June 4th, you go home, you sleep, you go, you know, you get back in your car and you go home to Vegas. But, you know, you still have a better idea of the pacing. And so a lot of things don't surprise you at the end. You're still going to have a whole bunch of legislation that's going to be changed at the last second, amendments, conference committees that are going to go on. And so you're looking for little things that might creep into bills that are, you know, actually create a difficult situation for us later on, or just bad policy, and try to get rid of that. But for the most part, you just kind of know what you're looking for at the end of the session. You're kind of ready for that. And it just kind of calms you down and gets you ready for that.
Scott, I know you have been a champion for many, many years on education. You come from the education system. And I'm curious, everybody asks me, probably once a day I get a question from somebody about opportunity scholarships. Tell me where we are. I know the 10% increase apparently is gone. But can you give mm-hmm. me a hint as to whether there's going to be funding to fund at least the $20 million that we did last time? Or is that off the table too?
Well, that's a great question. And first of all, let's talk about that 10% escalator, because I want to make sure the listeners understand what that is. We built that in 2015 so that every biennium, when we put that budget together, that the opportunity scholarship grows by 10%. It's sort of an inflationary measure, sort of that this is how much you know, we need to grow the program in order to satisfy the need out there, because there's a real need for people who want to get out of the situations they're in, whether they're being bullied at school or whether they're being they just have a difficulty learning, and the environment they're in is not conducive for learning. And so they want to get out of that and find someplace new. So that 10% was really important. They gutted that. And so now we're just left with trying to get the money that we put in, that one-shot money we put back in there in 2017. Where we're at with that is that I think it's going to get in there. I had a conversation with the governor in my office at the very beginning of the session, and he reminded me that there's, you know, there's the cops bill that's out there. When we enabled the counties to increase taxes so that we could pay for more police officers, and apparently we have to do that again, right? We have to enable them to do that again, or else those police officers who were hired are going to be summarily dismissed, right? They're just going to be gone. And I said, well, funny you should mention that, Governor, because the same thing exists now. You have a lot of families who are relying on the money that is in the opportunity scholarship, and if we don't continue to fund it at the level we're at now, we are going to have families who were actually getting the education they wanted, who will now be forced to go back to whatever school they were zip coded for. And I don't want to see that scenario. And he looked at me and he said, I think we can get there. Now, having said that, that's one thing. Now, how do you arrive at that? It's going to be a difficult fight, because we're going to have to sort of piece things together where we have leverage on some bills. We may have to sit there and say, look, that bill doesn't go through until you give us, you know, $5 million. You know, and that bill's not going to get through until we get $5 million, because we're trying to get $20 million to fund it at the level we're at right now. But that's where we're at. The end session, the end goals, the end game, it's all wrapped up in that.
Scott Hammond joining us from Carson City. So it's Glenn Levitt, the newcomer, the freshman, the newbie. One of the things I know, Glenn, that you have been very active with is infrastructure, and you'd love to see a bunch of those infrastructure dollars come to Boulder City. Can you talk about your efforts and where we are right now on that?
Well, you know, infrastructure for me is economy. You know, for every dollar you put into infrastructure, you get $4 back in economy. And so what I'm trying to do is build economy, and that's what I really want. One thing that we passed yesterday was to get to enhance the Railroad Museum in Boulder City. It's a bonding effort to take some bonding money and revamp the Railroad Museum in Boulder City, which is actually one of the heaviest visited museums in Nevada, and it's very small. And so they're trying to expand that and expand the economy of Southern Nevada through that. I'm also in transportation. You know, my day job is with the Regional Transportation Commission, so I know what infrastructure can do to help an economy, to help help manage growth. I just wrote an op-ed that stated that we could have more infrastructure if we could manage prevailing wage a little better. You know, when we're talking about project infrastructure, needed infrastructure like schools, if we can't manage our prevailing wage rate, then that's fewer schools that can be built or fewer enhancements to schools that can be done. And that worries me because I want to be able to fund this infrastructure and pay for this infrastructure and get as much as we can, get as much bang for our buck as we can in that realm.
I want to ask both of you, and Scott, I'll start with you. School funding is a problem. The governor made a declaration that they're going to take the 10% excise tax from marijuana and send that to education. Now, money for education has been siphoned off. They had something like $54 million earmarked originally for school safety. And I would ask you, Scott, is that money not going to be used for school safety anymore? And is it going to put our kids at greater risk?
That's a great question, Kevin, and I appreciate you asking that. I think it was sort of irresponsible for them to sort of move that money around. This has been the hot topic over the interim between sessions about school safety, and we keep seeing more and more that our kids are in peril, and we send them to schools where they're not actually they're just not actually equipping the schools to handle these kinds of situations. Well, there were a lot of discussions in the interim and a lot of suggestions, a lot of lists that were made. And we came up here with the idea that we needed to do that. We needed to find out what would work for different schools. I personally don't like a one size fits all. And that's what I loved about what we cobbled together, that we're looking at putting together funds so that schools can decide what would be best in their location. And then the governor cut it. He cut that budget. He siphoned off millions of dollars from that. One of our goals is to look at how much money we have in the budget. Believe it or not, this is the discussion that's going on right now up here. There is plenty of money in the budget. When you put together, and I can't go through all the categories, but when you realize that the Medicaid, Medicare rolls are down, and so they save money there. When you didn't spend as much money in schools in certain categories, and you can turn around and put that into one-shot funding mechanisms, there's money. There's probably $250 million that we have so that they can actually put into education, they can put into school safety and other issues like that. That is important for people to know, because that big vote's coming up where they're asking us to get rid of the trigger, to actually get rid of the trigger that would lower the MBT, which already was, they can put into school safety and other issues like that. That is important for people to know, because that big vote's coming up where they're asking us to get rid of the trigger, to actually get rid of the trigger that would lower the MBT, which they can put into school safety and other issues like that. That is important for people to know, because that big vote's coming up where they're asking us to get rid of the trigger, to actually get rid of the trigger that would lower the MBT, which already was triggered, by the way. They already buried because we have money, but they could pass it without us, but it's going to be a challenge in court, and we have to. So even if there were some, and I don't know who would have done it, but if there were some people who voted for it, they can't do it now, because what you're doing is setting precedents for future legislative sessions that that Democrats come back and say, well, that doesn't need a two-thirds, and that doesn't need a two-thirds. And now all of a sudden you're voting for a lot of taxes without the two-thirds vote. And that's why nobody can vote for that MBT right now.
Glenn?
Yeah, when that came through, being a freshman, I had to do a little bit of research to figure out what they even meant. And I had Scott here to explain it to me. And that's one great thing about being a freshman, is if you have someone here like Scott or Senator Hardy that you can bounce things off of. And I'm in agreement with them completely. I don't want to be in a situation where I have to make a decision and that one out as best we can. We'll see. That's who files it if they're. But right now, we're going to where we vote.
Okay, I want to talk about something that we hope we never have.
Okay, we're having some technical difficulties with the tape. We had a chance earlier to talk with Glenn Levitt and Scott Hammond. Scott Hammond, a state senator, Glenn Levitt, an assemblyman from District 23. Stick around. We'll get to your phone calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. The rest of the program belongs to you, so bring it on. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. All of us live in the desert, and yet many homeowners take trees on their property for granted. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Why are trees important to you and your family? Well, they're a major part of the huge investment you've made in your home. For many families, trees provide something in short supply across the Las Vegas Valley. It's called shade. If you're a homeowner with trees on your property, you need to check out my friends at Mr. Tree Service. Mr. Tree is a licensed Nevada State contractor. Certified arborist Joe Noriega and his amazing team of full-time tree care professionals can prune to bring out the safety, health, and beauty of your trees. Mr. Tree Service has the size and experience to do the big jobs right. They're perfect for HOAs and commercial assignments. Check out Mr. Tree Service at MrTreeLV.com or get a free quote by calling 702-401-6277. That's 702-401-6277. All across the Las Vegas Valley, it's Mr. Tree Service.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, president and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget. Don't forget. There we go. I have my mic potted on. Okay, good. You can hear me? As long as you can hear me, that's all I care about. That's all I care about. Okay, let's get to your phone calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how it works. You call in. You tell us what it is that interests you. For the first portion of the show, we tell you what's important. But in our final couple of segments, you tell us what it is you want to talk about. Let's go to Steven. Steven, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Kevin.
Hello,
thanks,
Steven.
For taking the call. I was wondering, because I heard yesterday on Wayne Allen Root, and it reminded me of my constitutional law study in law school, the states that joined the union, they wouldn't want the large states controlling the presidents. They only entered the union if they could get the electoral college, where a state could actually have an effect, a small state, which we have done before, the state of Nevada. So I'm just wondering, I know I heard a couple of state legislature and Mr. Jacks said like all the state legislature had to do was just vote this, and that's the way it'd be. Well, I don't think that's correct. I think that it's going to have to be a constitutional amendment. Number two, I was wondering if you'd seen the report that the Chinese dumped 700 tons of some chemical or something into the atmosphere. I just heard it last night on another show, and it seems like it's excited the jet stream. It was 47 degrees the other morning, Kevin. It's usually 90 and a lot warmer.
No, you got it all wrong. We got global warming. Global warming. It's not going the other way. All these cold temperatures, first thing in the morning. No. It's global warming. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. Now, for those of you who want to ride again, but you have some physical limitations, try these e-bikes. Check them out, LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Back to your phone calls. Go to Frank. Frank, you're up on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What's on your mind?
Kevin, you got me?
I got you.
Hello?
I got
okay.
you.
I'd like to answer the same question you gave Rico about our president. Very classy, walking out at the insult. These rhino, never-trumping demon rats, and this goes for the henchmen, the fake street media of the Demon Rat Party. They are the most crass, classless, vile, venomous white trash in our lifetime, Kevin, I've ever seen as representatives. Do you still have time for my call, or did I get enough in weekend?
You got more than enough. More than enough.
All right, buddy.
Thank you. Have a great holiday. Have a great holiday. It's sad that it comes to that, but it really is true. Paul, you're next, and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
I just wanted to let your listeners know the state of Texas is arming teachers, a lot more of them. They are now training with the police. So if there's people that objected to teachers, what kind of training do they get? They're getting the same training as the cops. They're calling them school marshals. So Texas is taking the cap off the number of teachers that can carry in schools. Their identities are being kept a secret except from certain individuals. But I think that's a good idea. Remember, from the time a call goes out until a police officer gets there, time is going to elapse, and the only person that's going to be there 100% of the time is the teacher. So I think it's a good idea. They ought to do it here.
Can I tell you, Paul, I agree with you. The cops are first responders, but they often get there after the crime's been committed. That's when you bring body bags, but it doesn't keep people safe. Sorry, but it just doesn't. One of the things we like to do is provide a forum for real people. We call it Nevada Voices.
Time for Nevada Voices.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. It's finally that point in the legislative session when things begin to move really quick. Suddenly, a bill that seemed dead yesterday is going to be voted on tomorrow. A proposal that looked like it would sail through last week is suddenly killed with no warning. Yeah, things are moving fast at this point, and it's hard to keep up with all of it. That's why lobbyists, lawmakers, activist groups, even everyday Nevadans are turning to Nevada Policy's online legislative bill tracker to keep up to speed with everything that's happening in Carson City. On our tracker, we're closely following around 100 bills that will directly impact your taxes, your business, and your pocketbook. And we're updating it daily. Plus, every week, we highlight the most important things that happened and let folks know what issues they need to get involved in if they want to put pressure on their lawmakers. So go to NevadaPolicy.org today so that you can keep an eye on how exactly Nevada's legislature is trying to spend your hard-earned money. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
That's going to just about do it. We've got a best of program coming up on Monday. We'll be back with a live show on Tuesday. We'll get an update on the Raiders Stadium project. It looks more and more like a finished product than it did, say, 6 weeks ago. I mean, it's starting to look like a football stadium. I think it's just great. I hope you have a great Memorial Day. Do be careful. You know the cops are out there looking for drunk drivers, so please do not drink and drive. Make sure you're taking a designated driver with you at all times, please. And then we'll get together again on Tuesday morning. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your Memorial Day weekend, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!
A murder case with no body.